On Christmas Eve, I dreamed I traveled all around the earth. And in my dream, I saw and heard the ways the different people hailed the King whose star shone in the east. And what a dream it was. In London town, I walked around Piccadilly Circus, a mass of people moving here and there. I wondered where. On every face at every place was, "Hurry up, I'm late." But a kind old man at a chestnut stand said, "Merry Christmas, mate." And I felt the Christmas spirit. In a little town nestled down in Bavarian Germany, I walked along to see what the feeling there would be. And here again was the busy din, the rushing, the yelling. But some kind voice said, "Fröhliche Weihnachten," not understanding the words, but forgetting the buying and selling, I felt the Christmas spirit. In Bethlehem, I heard a hymn some distant choir sang. And with other tourists, I walked along to a church as its bells rang. Then I heard someone tell someone, "There's where Christ was born. I wonder if he looked like our baby looked on that first morn." And then I really felt the Christmas spirit. From a businessman in the Holy Land at a sidewalk souvenir shop, I bought a little Bible since I'd already stopped. And it was in Paris, France, somehow by chance that I took the Bible out. And as I flipped the pages, I saw these words and I knew what it was all about, for I read, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Then I took the little holy book, held it close and tight. I closed my eyes and visualized the glory of that night. So suddenly it came to me, for when I awoke Christmas Day, I felt the Christmas spirit down deep inside to stay.